As I was contemplating what to speak on this final service of 2013, I couldn't help but think perhaps we should look at maybe some things that help direct us in 2014. We're going to be saying goodbye to this year. And good morning to a brand new year. And so I thought, it is God who brings the change and brings each year. And in fact, in Psalm 65, verse 11, we read these words, "Thou hast crowned the year with thy bounty, and thy paths drip with fatness." God, in that, as the psalmist is writing that particular psalm, is dealing with the opportunity of prosperity that God offers to the world. And folks, every year, God does that. He offers great opportunities. There are going to be some little stumbling blocks that are going to be placed in front of us. 2014 is going to bring some disappointments, but it's going to bring some great victories and some great joys because God has crowned the year. And He oversees everything and gives direction and He gives help when we determine that we're going to allow Him to do that. That's blowing right down on the paper. This message, I thought that there would be four things that we could kind of look at briefly that would maybe help to open up 2014. And I want to share with you these four things that may be able to help us to have a good year in the upcoming year. And if we will simply follow these four things, our outlook on life and on opportunity will be different than perhaps this year was. The four things are this. Number one, be prayerful. Number two, be positive. Number three, be persevering. And number four, be productive. So let's look at these things. Since God has crowned the year and has given His goodness to us, let's look at these particular things. Look with me, if you would, at the book of Philippians, chapter 4. The book of Philippians, chapter 4. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, we read this admonition from the Apostle Paul. He says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." In other words, pray. We don't know what we're going to be facing. And there's a lot of people that think that prayer makes no difference at all. They think that praying is just speaking to the air. That's not true. Prayer is a way of for us to commune with God and to communicate with Him because He has designed things that way. He reads the heart, He reads the mind. He reads absolutely everything about us. And when we sincerely and honestly come before Him in prayer, He opens up our hearts. He opens up our minds. And He fills us with hope and with joy and with optimism. And when we pay close attention to that, we begin to realize that prayer makes all the difference in the world. So it's important for us to pray. And you know, we must pray more this coming year, because prayer makes everything possible to those who believe. If you don't believe, prayer is not effective for you. If you hide sin and regard sin in your heart, prayer does no good, unless it's a prayer of repentance, asking God to forgive, to cleanse, and to purify. Prayer, as E.M. Bounds once wrote in one of his books on prayer, he said, "Prayer is the slender nerve that moves the mighty arm of omnipotence." Or in other words, brings the power of God into our circumstances. Be prayerful. Success in this coming year is not going to be based on anything in God's eyes other than our relationship with Him and our faithfulness in following His directives. Secondly, if we are to have a happy new year this next year, we need to be positive. Again, that fourth chapter, look with me, if you would, at verse 8. "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things." You see, folks, we can't control the things that happen to us, but we can control how we view those things. We can allow negativism and defeat to control our thoughts, or we can choose, according to this verse, to focus our thoughts on more positive things. As Paul is writing this, he ends that with almost a command-like, but he is letting us know that it's your responsibility. When he says, "let your mind," he's saying, you're the one in control. You are. And how you respond and how you react to the things that you face in life, you will either overcome them or they will overcome you. And so if you choose to honor God in the way that this verse talks about, by letting your mind focus on whatever's true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, of good repute, anything excellent, anything worthy of praise, if you let your mind dwell on those things, the bitterness will be kicked out, anger will be kicked out, frustration will be kicked out, and hope and praise and optimism replace them. As I stated, we can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control what happens in us. With God's help, we can be more than overcomers through Jesus Christ. With God's help and our focusing with Him and His Word, we can overcome anything so that it doesn't overcome us. I encourage you, as 2014 begins, make that click, make that switch in your mind to determine, I will not become a victim of my circumstances, but I will become a victor in Jesus Christ. And then keep your mind focused in that direction, and God will bless you and He will honor you. Number three, if we are to have a happy new year, we need to be persevering. Look with me back just a couple of pages to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verse 18. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Pray or watch or whatever you will with all perseverance. You know, I have found in life that when something doesn't go someone's way, they go one of two directions when it comes to prayer. Prayer either becomes their complaint session to God. God, how could you do this? How could you allow this? God, why this? God, why that? And they moan and groan and complain. Or they cease praying. Prayer didn't help me in this situation. Prayer didn't accomplish what I wanted it to. And so they shut down in the area of prayer. Folks, being angry with God in that kind of a fashion is detrimental. It robs you of joy. It robs you of your peace. And it doesn't accomplish in your life real growth and genuine help. But we need, exactly as this verse says, we need to persevere in prayer. Persevere in that. Troubles, trials, and testings are going to come to every one of us this year. Every one of us. We're going to have some type of testing. We're going to have some type of trial. We're going to have some type of trouble. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to succumb to its pressures? Or are we going to be overcomers through Christ? We can allow bitterness to overtake us, or we can tap in to the joy of God. Choice rests in us. With God's help, we can accomplish anything. Do you want to be a victim to your circumstances or a victor over them? If you want to be a victor over them, persevere in prayer. Don't give up. Don't quit. Press on. God will blow away the clouds of trouble and let the light of His Son shine brightly in your heart if you persevere. Be persevering. And then the fourth thing, if we are to be happy in this coming year, is that we need to be productive. We need to be productive. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 again. Look at the 7th verse. With good will render service as to the Lord and not to men. As to the Lord and not to men. Render service. Work for the kingdom's good. Work for the glory of God. No matter what your life's profession is. That's not the important thing. It's what your heart's profession is. That's what's most valuable. You know, folks, jobs can come and go. They really can. But when we focus on being productive for the Lord, He makes those blows and those difficulties less of a hindrance to our spiritual life if we remain productive for Christ. Why are we here? Why are we here in this church? Why are we here in this world? Are we here just to do the best we can to try to struggle through this life? Or are we here to be a part of God's solution to man's problems? Are we here to build the kingdom of God and to be workers in His fields? Why are we here? Are we here to serve self? Or are we here to serve a Savior who has sacrificed so much for us? Why are we here? We will get out of this life exactly what we put into it. And we will either put into life sacrifice and service for the Lord and gain all of heaven, or we will put into this life self-service and be little people. Be productive. Work for God's kingdom. You'll be happy. There you are. Four things. Be prayerful. Be positive. Be persevering. And be productive. And 2014 will be a successful year. Maybe not in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of Christ. And which is more important? Would you please stand? Let's have a closing word of prayer. And just ask God to take these principles from His Word and apply them to our lives so that we can honor Him through everything that takes place this year. Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for the ways that You provide escape for us. Lord, we are tempted to become filled with self-pity, self-doubt, self-consumption. Father, we are tempted to make life all about us when we need to make life all about You. And so I pray that You would help every one of us to honor You with every aspect of our lives. Lord, I ask that You would take these four principles and apply them to my life, that, Father, I might be a better servant for You. And, Father, I pray that as well for every one of us here. Let these principles reign so supreme in our lives that we honor You in everything that we do. Now, Lord, watch over us the remainder of this day and in the days to come. And we'll give You thanks and praise and glory. For it's all in Your name we pray and ask these things. Amen.